The process is called water adjudication and will determine who gets how much of the region's water. The state has had a senior water rights policy for years, but also has a lose it or use it policy, meaning if some aren't using their current rights, they can be taken away. The Coeur d'Alene tribe is poised to dramatically increase its water rights holdings. As per procedure, the U.S. Justice Department has filed for 353 water rights claims on behalf of the tribe. The tribe's legislative director, Hilo Hancock, says the tribe is not looking to take away any current water rights from others and that no one should be concerned that they will lose their present water rights.
There's always a lot of misunderstanding when it comes to tribal law and certainly tribal water rights claims. I think there are some folks who believe that no matter what amount the tribe claims, it's going to take their individual water right amount away, and that's just not the case.
One who is concerned about the tribe's request is Coeur d'Alene resident Gary Mitchell of the Northwest Property Owners Alliance, who says water resource regulations require priority dates to be set for each water right based on when water was first needed for that use. But he says some of the tribe's claims are dated from 1873.
Claims filed by the Department of Justice for the tribe seem to ignore that requirement. 1873 was claimed for the priority date for thoroughly modern uses like the casino and golf courses. And it's just that I think if we're going to file water claims, we need to have a use, and the set priority date should be the time that the water's put to use.
Idaho Department of Water Resources spokesman Carter Fritchley says it's somewhat complicated, but the dates on those water claims originate from federal law rather than state law.
And it's true that state-based claims are the claims filed based on state law date from the first beneficial use or the first application for permit. But claims based on federal law can date back to the creation of the reservation.
The water resources spokesman says the state of Idaho has filed objections to all of the tribe's water claims through the Attorney General's office. The deadline for filing objections is September the 29th. The state hopes to sort out the water claims with the tribe by the year 2016. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.